Well, good evening, everyone. I'd like to welcome you to this very wonderful location we have for our meeting. I came here in August, and it was still under construction, but I could see the vision that the Wayne Arts Center had, and to see the finished product was very exciting. And to see the art show, Radnor Residence, just take time when you're finished, because this is a fantastic art show, and compliments to the Wayne Arts Center for having so many very, very talented artists. A couple of our board members are exhibiting here as well. Greg Pritchard has the one on the right next to the fire alarm, the old anthropology. What?
You can speak up a little bit. Please.
It's bouncing off the ceiling, unfortunately. Kathy Bright has this green thing right on that. It's a pea pod. And she said, please touch it, so please do. And Cardi, do you have anything here? Cardi?
Yes.
Do you have something on exhibit here?
I don't.
You don't?
I'm not officially a resident.
Oh, that's right. Hey, I'm going to try to sneak one in anyway. What? Oh, yeah, I already mentioned Greg. Yes. And a couple of announcements. I'd like to remind you we have our annual dinner coming up on March 27th at the Dalesford Abbey. And if you haven't sent in your reply, I have some extra copies right here. I'll leave up here for you. If you've been following what's happening in historic preservation here in Radnor Township, we've had some fairly good news in the last week. Our first project was try to save the log cabin at Eastern University. And we had a meeting with them a month ago, made a presentation to their board of directors. And we left, everybody shook hands, and we were expecting that a month might go by before the next board meeting to have a decision. So the Inquirer started to write an article about it as a follow-up. And they spoke to Eastern, and Eastern said, we're waiting for them to start the project. So we're gathering some information, and we'll have to apply for some grants. But they have delayed demolition, which is just wonderful. And it's going to be great for the community. It's going to be great for Eastern University. So it's a win-win situation. And if you've been reading the newspaper also, a lot of historic icing is proposed for demolition as well. If you know the Boyle's Garage and the Eithen Market, and everything to the right of that is proposed for demolition. So we have an organization called SaveEithen.org, and we've raised some money. We have an attorney, and we had 42 people at our first meeting. We have a legal committee and a steering committee that is overseeing our progress forward. And we have our steering committee meeting tomorrow night at Radnor Friends meeting, and we have, I think it's going to be on the 6th of March, an open to the public meeting to really get the ball rolling. But there's a lot of good stories. I think the Suburban next tomorrow will have an article on saving Eithen. So we have a lot of publicity behind us. Now, that meeting on March 27th is our annual dinner. And then on Tuesday, the 24th, at the Windsor Room of the Library, Marilyn Colesbiana will be speaking about the history of the library. And one of the early libraries was in Radnor Friends Meeting, and we have a lot of historical information going back to the early 1800s on the library.
When is that again?
On the 24th of April. April, yes. I'm going to turn the meeting over to Cardi Crawford for the introduction.
Good evening. I'm happy to introduce Nancy Campbell to you, who is the Executive Director of the Arts Center. The center recently enjoyed its 75th anniversary, and Nancy's been here 20 of those 75 years, and all you need to do is look around to see how this venue has thrived under her directorship. There are now over 4,000 members, hundreds of classes, tours, drama programs, music programs. It is a thriving art center for the community. not just Radnor, but the surrounding community. Nancy came to us from Colorado, where she was a director of an arts program there, and we were fortunate that she decided to come here to Radnor and begin her tenure for the last 20 years and has increased not just the programs, but the number of exhibits, the kinds of programs that the center offers, for instance, a new plein air festival that's scheduled for next month. Nancy will tell us about the history, but you can be assured that this is a thriving venue thanks to her. Nancy?
I also want you to know that Frank McPherson is with me. Frank, you can come up with me if you like. Frank is the vice president of our board of directors and treasurer. And I met Frank, I guess, at the first annual meeting that I had ever attended as I came in as the director. And Frank and I struck up a conversation, and Frank was on the advisory board. And I guess from that point on, I asked Frank if he, you know, was interested in getting more involved. And, Frank's been involved from the get-go, and has also been really instrumental in working with the Art Center to get it to where it is today.
I think that we have some music going on.
Yeah, we can shut the window. Yeah, I was
going to mention that we're going to be accompanying tonight for musical entertainment.
We have flute tonight.
Flute
and cello.
Doesn't help you.
No. And we're just trying to get used to the new acoustics in the space, which is a little different than that we've had to deal with in the past. But an interesting story is when I grew up in this area, but I went out to Colorado to go to college, and I took on a volunteer assignment with an art center, and I think I walked into it, and probably within a month, I decided that's what I really wanted to do for the rest of my life. I just kind of found my niche. And
little stained glass along the way.
Yeah, and I, you know, had my own art business, and I was given the assignment of developing an adult program because they at that art center was really mainly geared for children. And interesting enough, it was a multi-art center. It had art, drama, music, and dance. And when I came back here, I had never really heard of an art center before, and I looked in the phone book and found out there was an art center in Wayne. And I drove up, and I drove into the parking lot and actually drove out, because it really didn't look like an art center. It looked like a cinder block shell of something, and I thought, gee, you know, what is this? And but something made me turn around. And I turned around in the driveway and came in and met the director and started talking with her, and, you know, one thing led to another, and I guess after a summer or two, I ended up taking on the directorship, and I guess it's the best thing that I think I've ever done, because it was really what I've always wanted to do, and I knew it, I think, when I was 22 years old, and it gives me great satisfaction to know that, you know, I'm working at trying to bring enrichment to the community, and work at ways to bring the community together. And I think that's really what the Wayne Art Center is about. It's really helping people find their means of expression through the arts. And for those of you that have been around Wayne and maybe know a little bit about the Wayne Art Center, I guess you might know, some of you, that the Art Center was founded in 1930. And it was founded in the Depression years, and there were people that were out of work, and they were looking for some type of activity to occupy their time. And there was a group of people that got together and decided that they would like to start something formally in the Wayne area. And they went down to the Philadelphia Sketch Club and met with Samuel Fleischer and talked to him about starting an art center. And he encouraged them. And he told them that they should focus on children and those that are unemployed. So that's basically what happened. The group of founders got together, and they were able to find a place in Wayne to have some preliminary meetings. And after, I guess, three different locations, they ended up purchasing the property on Maplewood Avenue in 1955. So So the beginning class is really focused a lot on children, and they started the lecture series and continued with that until I guess they met on Windermere, then they met on between Midland and St. David's Avenue, then they met at the Luella Avenue, and then they had moved around several times until one of the members finally was able to come up with the funds to purchase the ground on Maplewood Avenue. And they did that, and they built a very modest shell, which I do have pictures out in the lobby that show you the first building that was built here on Maplewood, and also the first floor plan, which was a two-room schoolhouse, basically, a lobby and a painting studio. And then, I guess, a few years later, they built a sculpture studio as an addition, and it remained that way pretty much until 1987. When I first started, my first board meeting that I ever attended, the director that preceded me rolled out the plans for their new expansion. I wasn't really even sure that that was what I was informed about that I was getting into. So I was eagerly trying to figure out what was going on, but they were planning to add a second gallery because the gallery was a shared painting studio and it wasn't working out very well. So they decided to construct a new gallery, and I believe, and Frank can fill you in on this, is that the township basically told us it was the last time that we were going to be able to expand based on our conforming use. So we actually went back to the zoning board, and they approved a 300% expansion of our existing facility, and we went to, we had designed a new plan that was really 300% expansion, included 5 art studios and a separate gallery. Frank, you could add to that.
Yeah, it's just interesting to talk to people where the art center has affected them over the years, and along the way, got to know Danny Art very well. Believe it or not, he's a former editor at Suburban, and he took sculpture classes around 1938, in the 30s there. Might have been 39, 38, but he said that was the last exposure to art he ever had. It just didn't click with him, but Carol Kreutzberg was the first model for the Wayne Art Center. And she's very proud of that. She told me, and I forget whether it was painting or sculpture, but it may be related to sculpture in some way. But we've had an influence, and I know in the mid-50s, my mom took classes from Ed Liss here, and he taught for a long time. He taught well into the 90s, and I was asked in 83, it was, I was on Radnor School Board at the time, and they wanted me to join a group that would be really the business advisory, because it was a group of painters, is what was running the Art Center then, and that was okay. We had a budget of $44,000. We had revenue of $47,000, so it was a good year. We're well over $1 million now. So you can see the effect that Nancy and others have had along the way. And what was that two-room schoolhouse? I don't know how many square feet it is, but today we're pushing 30,000 square feet here. And it's been good. I'll take a step back and see.
And many of you have heard of Keita Broadhead. She was one of our founders, and she passed away several years ago at 101 years old. She was still painting and had just had an exhibit in New York, in Manhattan, celebrating her years of painting as a retrospective of her work. And I went up there, and she was just having the time of her life. So still driving down Maplewood Avenue into Wayne, into the farmer's market, yeah. And just really an inspiration. And she would stop by the Art Center periodically and just kind of walk around and look at the shows and you know, kind of give us some encouragement along the way.
I bought a walnut tree from her, and she was very proud. That was coming down. I mean, they took it down, and I really paid for the work on it and the hauling over to my property, and she's very proud that at 91 she was still doing push-ups.
But I guess when I came in to join the organization in 1987, I guess by maybe 1989, we decided to really organize a fundraising campaign, and it took, I'd say, 4 years to raise the funds, which was $1 million, to expand the Art Center. So it took a year of construction, and we built the new center, and I remember kind of the day that it was finished and the builders were gone, and I was in the lobby thinking, how am we going to fill this space? And within, I'd say, 4 to 5 years, we were really bursting at the seams again.
We were running space from the Sonic Lodge.
So what happened was in 1999, we approached the Sonic Hall Association, who had in the past rented us space, to see if they would be willing to do it again. And they informed us that they were getting ready to sell the building. So they weren't really interested in making a huge profit on it or anything. So they offered it to us at a very reasonable price. So we very reasonable, and we made it possible for us to purchase it. So at first we thought, well, you know, we're just going to exist in these two buildings. And then as time went on, we thought, well, people feel disconnected from each other. Let's maybe put in a breezeway. So we started thinking about that, and somehow the breezeway grew into a building, as things often happen. And I think it's probably the best thing that occurred, because we you know, have grown programmatically. We now have music classes. We wanted a second exhibition space, and you know, a third building now as a link has made that possible. So.
If any of you have funds that you would like to set aside for art, we'd love to talk to you. There is a debt that we have to pay, and but we got a lot of help from Radnor Township on that, and but it's still there.
So we basically have been in the midst of the campaign for 5 years and construction for a year and a half, a little over a year and a half, and it's just about winding down now. So the only thing we really have to do is renovate the Wayne Art Center facility. We have some refurbishment to do there, and we're hoping to get that done this year and have it pretty much completed by December. So, you know, I'm really excited that the community has been so responsive to the programs, and that we've been able to evolve, you know, over the past 76 years. Last year we celebrated our 75th birthday. It was a great, great celebration, and a lot of people are really excited about what's happening here.
How about questions?
Who's Davenport? Is this the Davenport family?
Yes.
The Davenport family were connected to the Pfizer pharmaceutical company. And we connected with them, and they were very,
very helpful.
Very, very helpful and willing to support the Art Center. And you know, we have several other naming opportunities that we haven't really posted yet, but we've had a lot of support for the music program. In 1994, when we first opened the Art Center building, we had somebody approach me about music instruction, and we decided to go ahead and give it a try. And it grew from one teacher and seven students to now 12 teachers and over 200 students. And we don't even advertise the program. It's just word of mouth, pretty much. And I think we could probably fill another two or three studios if we had them available. So right now we have piano, violin, viola, guitar, cello, bass, flute. And which I think is exciting because there really isn't anywhere around here that offers that in a setting, in a school setting. And it's not a high pressure program, and the students who take music instruction often want to take visual arts and vice versa, so there's a synergy going on between the two art disciplines. So we think there's a real great advantage to having both of those programs here. In addition, Kathy is working with us and has developed some outreach programs, and we're really trying to focus more on reaching out to the community and letting other people know about the Art Center and let them know about the opportunities that we offer. So we're working with homeschool groups and different parochial schools and private schools and nursing retirement communities, and really trying to, as I said, reach out to those that we weren't able to reach out to as much in the past. We've had two outreach programs. One started in 1970 called Plus Art, and it was a program that started that offered free art instruction in painting and sculpture to seniors. And it was started through a grant from the Dulcimer McMahon Foundation and a few of the corporations in Radnor Township, and it's been going ever since. So we offer these free classes all year round, and the funds help to pay for instruction as well as art materials. And we started a program about 5 years ago with Timothy School in Berwyn, which is a school for autistic children. And they've come here for classes, and we've gone there to their school in Berwyn to provide instruction. And we're getting quite a few calls from other groups that are interested in our programs. So part of our mission is to provide outreach as well as exhibition opportunities for the community and educational programming in the fine arts. And this show is an example of exhibition opportunity that we're providing for Radnor Township residents. I believe 5 or 6 years ago, I felt that because the township has been so supportive of the Art Center over the years, that it would really be nice to give back and offer the Art Center as a venue for to showcase the talents of Radnor residents. And it's been growing. I think the first year we had 32 entries, and now we're up to close to 80, and we're really excited about that. And I think we have a lot of talent out here in the township, and I think it's really a nice thing to have and to host here at the Wayne Art Center. We have a variety of exhibitions that we sponsor every year. We just closed our National Craft Exhibition, which is in its 12th year. We bring in artists from all over the United States that are fine craft artists, and we had 789 entries last year. And we had approximately 100 accepted, and we really proud of that exhibition. And we have faculty exhibitions, members exhibitions. We're having opening a children's exhibition this Sunday in the Ethel Sargent Clark Smith Gallery in the Wayne Art Center. And we have a national spring open juried exhibition of mostly fine art, paintings and sculpture and works on paper. And a student exhibition and special invitational exhibits. We're having a show of by national exhibits by blind artists in October. And a show of our founder, Keita Broadhead, in the fall. So we have quite a robust exhibition schedule. And then we try to incorporate educational programming during the span of each exhibition. Either a lecture, talk, or some type of workshop or demonstration. And the next big event we're going to be hosting here, it's our first, is our Wayne Plein Air Festival. And that is an event where artists are invited to come into the area and paint for a week. So we have 33 artists that are coming into Wayne to paint from April 25th to the 29th, 28th. And the work that will be painted during that week will be exhibited at the, in the gallery on Saturday, the 28th. And then it will be open to the public on the 29th. We'll have a preview gala reception on Saturday the 28th from 6 to 9, and then the show will be open to the public on Sunday. And this is a really kind of new thing that's going on around the country where artists are invited to submit their work and paint the area, or invited to paint the area and then submit their work for exhibition. And I was fortunate to be able to kind of view this firsthand in Sedona, Arizona, where I went this 2 years ago, and they had it in October, and they have these events in Sonoma, California, they have them in Laguna Beach, they have them in Hawaii, they have them in Telluride, they have them in Old Lyme, Connecticut, they have them in Easton, Maryland, and Annapolis. They're all over, starting to really spread around the country. But from what we understand, it hasn't been done in this area. So this is the first. So we're kind of looking for opportunities to bring art to the community and connect the community through the arts. So that's really, really our mission.
In 2 years, we plan to have a major turning facility downstairs for... And you've seen a lot of the bowls, a few of them are around here, light duty, but the gentleman I've been talking to over the last 2 years does outboard turning, exceeding this width on a particular lathe made up in Canada, which we're planning to talk about, but turns a bowl very slowly, and so you can get large pieces of trees with the bark and the burl, and very impressive work. That's in the future, though.
So, are there any questions, or?
A couple of years ago, you had a collaboration with the University of the Arts.
Yes.
Are you doing any of that sort of thing?
Yes, I didn't really mention that, but we're in our third year this year. This summer we're going to be offering the Summer Art Institute with University of the Arts, where teachers can sign up to take a week-long intensive in a subject such as jewelry or painting or printmaking, and the credits they earn during that week go to their Act 48 requirements. The teachers, you know, are required to achieve. So we're not only doing that, but we're also offering those courses through the year. So that, for example, last weekend we had a painting class, a painting workshop, on all day Saturday, all day Sunday. So the teachers that signed up for that will then earn a certain amount of credits that go toward their Act 48 requirements. So we're really excited about having that relationship and working with University of the Arts. We also work with Pennsylvania Academy of Fine Arts in a program called The Academy Comes to You, where if you sign up for a class at the Wayne Art Center, you can get credit through the Pennsylvania Academy of Fine Arts toward their continuing education programming. So it's really great because... We have an exhibit of the work that's completed from the summer, the week-long intensive,
okay,
on Friday of that last week, of that week. We also had an exhibit several years ago of University of the Arts senior jewelry students, which was really quite nice. Did you see that exhibit?
Yeah.
That was really strong. And so we're doing, you know, as much as we can in terms of trying to collaborate with other groups in the Philadelphia area. Anything else?
This has nothing to do with art, but you were saying about getting used to the acoustics in here. I noticed when you step out there a little ways, your voice actually projected a lot better as opposed to pulling the echo again.
That's
interesting. So I don't know if anybody else noticed that or not, but I did.
Yeah.
It would be something to experiment with.
Yeah, that's an idea. Well, we're thinking of maybe some panels We're not. We're just kind of trying to, you know, move into the space and live with it and see how.
As it came forward, though, the echo starts to overpower.
Yeah, maybe it's just a slant
on
the ceiling. We were really fortunate with this project in that a lot of community businesses helped us support it. A lumber company and Marcus Hook donated all the flooring for the gallery, which really was a fabulous donation. And they're also going to be donating the flooring for, we have a stage area in our painting studio, and we also have a, possibly they're going to do the previous gallery, the Ethel Sargent Clark Smith.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Thank you. And we had a tile store in Devon give us tile at cost and helped us, you know, design and install the lobby area and the carpeting. And as much as we can, we've been working with the community so that we can, you know, afford to do the product. We've worked the project. We've also worked with Pella Window. So this has all made it possible for us to complete this facility. Just, it really was great to see that so many community groups and businesses behind it.
Who designed your gorgeous platforms? They really are superb.
Thank you. Devon Tile in the Devon.
Who?
Devon Tile and Design. She designed the bathrooms and got us all the materials at cost, donated the sinks.
Everybody ought to have
a look. Yes. She thought we needed to do something creative in our bathrooms.
They are creative.
They're very creative.
I was told the sinks came from France. We didn't pay for them.
They came from Europe. I don't know about France, but they came from Europe. It took us weeks.